When the battle finally started up, I think it probably was an enormous shock to all of us, and at that time we were at a place called Middle Wallop, which is in Hampshire, just up near Andover, which was an ideal aerodrome. It was an enormous pre-war aerodrome, I think designed to train new pilots. And we went down to somewhere off Weymouth, I think it was, and there were 12 of us, and the plot on the ops board was about 200 Germans. And I've never seen so many black crosses and swastikas and things in my life, obviously, as this particular time, because this was right at the beginning when the German Air Force was right up to full strength. And we were so enormously outnumbered that, you know, whenever you stopped firing at one, there was somebody else firing at you, or something else shot across your sights and that kind of thing. And naturally, all the squadron very soon got separated and so on, and we came back in ones and twos. I think the other thing that really one felt a bit about that, remember that all the books about the Battle of Britain have been written to some extent with hindsight. None of us knew then when it was going to stop, or indeed if it was going to stop, because obviously Hitler was out to destroy the Air Force preparatory to invading, and one heard every night on the BBC that we had bombed invasion barges on the French coast and so on and so on. And there seemed to be really an absolutely limitless supply of German aeroplanes.